Patients first. You hear it a lot in healthcare, but you don't always see it. That's where physician associates come in. PAs go the extra mile to make you the priority, using their medical training and expertise to address your specific health needs and taking the time to listen, explain, and follow up. Every day, physician associates go beyond to ensure that you receive the care you deserve. See how they're redefining healthcare at PASGoBeyond.com. What if you could choose a medical provider who makes you the priority? A provider who truly listens to your concerns, answers your questions, and explains your treatment. A provider who sees you as more than just their next patient. For more than 50 years, physician associates have been going beyond for patients, providing high-quality care that's as personal as it is comprehensive, giving you the confidence that when you see a PA, their only priority is you. Learn more at PASGoBeyond.com.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around in the NFL. Coming up on this edition of the program, we preview Week 3 of the 2023 NFL regular season. We give game picks of Week 3's most important games and much more. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be an action-packed, jam-packed show, so stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what? The first 2 weeks in the NFL season hasn't been a dull moment. I mean, when is it a dull moment in the NFL, whether it be during the season or during the season or in the off season? Never a dull moment. And certainly the NFL season, we're entering our third week in this season, and certainly it's already been a lot of fireworks. So let's get you the scores on the most important games from week two of the NFL season. As we recap week two of the most important games, Thursday Night Football saw the Minnesota Vikings go up against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles would hold on to beat the Vikings 34-28. The Baltimore Ravens took care of the Cincinnati Bengals in an AFC North rivalry game. Ravens would win 27-24. The Seattle Seahawks took the Detroit Lions to overtime, and the Seahawks would go on to win 37-31. The Kansas City Chiefs got back on their winning ways. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 17-9. The New York Jets took on the Dallas Cowboys, and it was too much Dallas. The Cowboys would go on to win 30-10. Sunday Night Football saw the Miami Dolphins take on the New England Patriots. Miami would hold on to win 24-17. They had the Monday Night Football doubleheader between the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers. New Orleans would hold on to win 20-17. And then the second game of the Monday Night doubleheader was between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers in their longstanding rivalry. The Steelers would go on to beat the Browns. Final score, 26-22. And that's your recap of Week 2's most important games in the 2023 NFL regular season. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about Nick Chubb. So in case you've been living under a rock, the second game of the Monday Night Football doubleheader was between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Before the injury, Browns running back Nick Chubb was simply amazing, doing what was necessary to get his team down the field, get them in good scoring position, and Chubb, along with the Browns offense, were making moves, and he was helping his team with his contributions. Unfortunately, early in the first half, things took a turn for the worse. Chubb would suffer a serious injury to his left knee, the same injury that he suffered in 2015 as a student at the University of Georgia. After being hit by Steelers defensive back Minka Fitzpatrick to his left knee, Chubb was carted off the field and ruled out for the remainder of the game. Immediately following the game in the post-game press conference, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski announced that Nick Chubb will miss the remainder of the 2023 NFL season. And this is tough for Cleveland because you got to remember, quarterback Deshaun Watson, this is going to be his first full year with the team. He only played 7 games last year due to serving the league suspension with the issues that he had during the offseason. So with Deshaun having a full season at the quarterback position, and then with Nick Chubb, who means so much to this Cleveland Brown offense, not just with his running game, but also with his blocking as well, that is a big blow. And also, this brings up the question about running backs and what they bring to the table in the NFL. During the offseason, it was all about the running backs not getting paid what they rightfully deserve. Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, just to name a few, were a part of this big conference call during the offseason in terms of how the running backs are not being respected and how they should go to the Players Association or try to work out the collective bargaining agreement in terms of how running backs should be paid. And you see what Nick Chubb brings to the table, especially what he brings to the table for the Cleveland Browns and how important he is to that offense. And since Nick has been in the NFL, he has been amazing. Almost rushed for 1,000 yards his rookie year in 2018. Then on top of that, having 1,000-yard seasons 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022. And for this gruesome injury to happen, man, that's the same left knee injury that he had in 2015, as I stated earlier, when he was at the University of Georgia. This is bad. The injury was very gruesome, and for those that watched that game on Monday night, it was unbelievable. It was just very gruesome to watch. But it's tough because I know Nick did an interview with another podcast, and he was asked the question about when he suffered that injury in 2015. He told this reporter, he didn't know if he was going to be able to make it back. He said it was a tough process. It was a tough process, and he thought that his career was over. He didn't know if he could really do it again, but he came back and was stronger than ever, and he handled his business. But now for this to happen, man, this is a tough blow. And again, our prayers and our thoughts and prayers are with Nick Chubb, and hopefully it's not the end of his NFL career, because we know what talent he brings to the table. We know that he's been a valuable asset to the Cleveland Browns since he's arrived to the team. And, man, it's a tough process. I mean, football is a violent sport. It's a very emotional sport. And anytime you have injuries, especially maybe to an Achilles or a knee injury, that's always stands in the back of a player's mind. Like, do I have the mental fortitude? Do I have the mental capacity to do this thing all over again? And I'm just hoping that, I know Nick, he's going to have that on the back of his mind, but if anybody is up for the challenge, I know Nick Chubb is up for the challenge, and let's just hope that this is not the end of his NFL career. Wow, I mean, he hasn't been in the league that long, but he's made an immediate impact. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with Nick Chubb as he recovers from this knee injury, and hopefully he can come back stronger than ever like he did the first time around and get right to it, because certainly, man, Cleveland is going to need him. Such an important piece to the puzzle for the Cleveland Browns and that offense. My next storyline is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals. Who would have thought the Cincinnati Bengals would be 0-2 so far in this 2023 NFL regular season? If you told me that the Cincinnati Bengals would be 0-2 this year, I would have laughed at you and said, no way. Cincinnati is a Super Bowl favorite. They're one of the favorites to win the AFC this year. No way they would be 0-2. Well, guess what? They are 0-2. And reality bites, and this reality bites right now, not just for football fans like myself, not just for broadcasters like myself, but for everyone that wants to see the Cincinnati Bengals compete. Week one, losing to the Cleveland Browns. Week two, losing to the Baltimore Ravens. And then on top of that, you have to remember Joe Burrow re-aggravated his calf injury last Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, again, Joe got rewarded with a massive contract extension right before the season started. And then, you know, he didn't play in the preseason. He aggravated the calf injury during training camp. There was no preseason for him. And then on top of this, you had no preseason. He's rewarded with the contract extension. So, and then in the game against Baltimore, he re-aggravates his calf injury. So this is not good all around. You don't have Burrow's not playing at his best right now. The offensive line continues to have poor pass protection because Joe is still taking a lot of sacks. And you've got to remember, a couple of years ago, Cincinnati went aggressive in the free agency period, and they bought a lot. They rolled out the red carpet for a lot of important offensive linemen on that team to prolong Joe Burrow's career. Well, so far, we're only 2 weeks into the new season, and Joe Burrow has continued to take sacks. He has continued to take sacks. He's continued to run for his life. The pass protection is just not there. And then on top of that, Burrow has re-aggravated that calf injury that he suffered in training camp. And just for Cincinnati all around, you know, Joe Mixon, he's been decent. You know, he's been not good, not great, but he's been okay. He's been okay. You know, T. Higgins, T's been solid. Jamar's been solid, but it's just not enough right now. And Cincinnati, they've got to turn it around because they got a big game coming up on Monday night against the Los Angeles Rams. So we're going to have to see, man, because if Cincinnati falls 0-3, say they have to hit the panic button, but I would say they would have to hit the strongly concerned button. Because, again, if you ask me, hey, Ed, would the Cincinnati Bengals lose their first two games of the 2023 NFL regular season? I would have told you, heck no. Well, guess what? I was proved wrong. And Cincinnati currently 0-2. It's not good, and they got to get it fixed. And as far as the Joe Burrow situation is concerned, listen, he's rusty. No preseason. Offensive line not protecting him right now. Something's got to give, and they got to get it fixed in a hurry before this thing can get all out of whack. And for my last storyline is going to be the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The New Orleans Saints, I've said this before, I said two teams would be the X factors in this year's NFL season: the Detroit Lions and the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints, they got a big free agent during the offseason signing quarterback Derek Carr. And then when you add with the likes of also some important free agents coming to New Orleans, like Jamal Williams and so on and so forth, this offense is destined to put up points on the board. Now, as far as the Saints are concerned, they're currently 2-0, so they remain one of the few undefeated teams in the NFL as this show is airing. And listen, the Saints offense so far this year has operated in spurts. Derek Carr, he's been running for his life. The pass protection, the offensive line has been horrible. The protection has not been good. Trevor Penning, he hasn't been doing his job so far this year. Eric McCoy, he's not playing well. James Hurst has not been playing well. Trevor Penning is a cult favorite in New Orleans. But I don't know. Derek Carr just hasn't had the proper pass protection so far in these first 2 weeks of the season. But what's worked for the New Orleans Saints is the defense. Cam Jordan, Carl Granderson, Malcolm Roach, these brothers have been playing tremendously well so far in these first 2 weeks of the season. That defensive line has been solid. When you talk about your linebackers, DeMario Davis is a tackling machine. And then for the defensive backs, you got Paulson Adebo, Alante Taylor, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus May. Those guys have been making plays in terms of playing great coverage on the wide receivers. It has been amazing. So give a lot of credit for the Saints. Defensively, they have been outstanding. There's a gentleman by the name of Rashid Shaheed who has been a cult hero in New Orleans for several years now. One of the fastest guys in the NFL. Of course, you have Michael Thomas, who's playing his way back into his top form. Chris Olave. Chris Olave is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. He is outstanding. So again, Derek Carr taking a lot of sacks. The pass protection has been atrocious. The offensive line has been bad. Now, when Derek gets his time, he's made some big plays like late third quarter going into the fourth quarter to help the Saints win these major games, these first two games of the season. But the two things that have helped the Saints so far in this season has been defense and, of course, the speedy play of Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave. And also, don't forget about Michael Thomas as well. Oh, and also, too, you got the Swiss Army knife, Taysom Hill, a plug-and-play type player, right? I mean, yeah, he's on the depth chart as a quarterback. They line him up at running back. They line him up at wide receiver. They line him up at tight end. And, of course, it gives offensive coordinators fits because it's like, what's he doing on the field? No, you know what he's on the field for. Either he's a part of the play in some form or fashion, either as a decoy or either as an important part of the offense. And he is an important part of the offense. So the New Orleans Saints, give them a lot of credit. So far, one of the few undefeated teams in the NFL as this show is airing. And the Saints, again, I mean, hey, they talk about Dallas's defense. Put New Orleans's defense in there. We're only two games into the season, but New Orleans should get a lot more attention for their defense. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you ask me, hey, Ed, would the Tampa Bay Buccaneers be 2-0 during these first 2 weeks of the season? I would have laughed at you and told you absolutely not. Well, guess what? I was wrong again. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 2-0. Wow. I would have never guessed it. I would have never guessed it in a million years. We know about the situation with Mike Evans. Didn't come to terms on a contract. They're still frustrated about his contract in the offseason. So we don't know what the future holds for Mike in Tampa Bay, but Mike's been playing well so far this year, right? So you got Mike Evans, and then you also got a nice supporting cast as well. You've got Rashad White, who's a dynamo, not just running the ball, but receiving as well. And you got to talk about Baker Mayfield. Who would have thought Baker Mayfield would come in and throw touchdown passes like this and put up some solid numbers? I would have never thought it either. I would have thought, to be honest with you, I was thinking, okay, Baker's going to come in and be solid. He's going to be effective. He's going to do enough to get the job done. But he's doing more than getting the job done. He's coming in. He's handling his business. So far, the leadership skills have been really good. And he's been solid. He's been putting up some solid numbers. And then when you've got, on the defensive side, guys like Vita Vea and you've got a Shaq Barrett, listen, and of course on the defensive side with Carlton Davis and Jamel Dean, so far so good. Again, if you ask me if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would have been 2-0 after the first two games of the NFL season, I would have laughed at you and told you no, but I'll say it again. I was wrong, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're playing some great ball, the NFC South. You know, the New Orleans Saints currently 2-0, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2-0. And consider what happened with Tampa Bay, their offensive lineman, Ryan Jensen, done for the year on injured reserve. But, hey, so far so good with the New Orleans Saints, and so far so good with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, we got a lot more things to get to before we go to break. Start off with Odell Beckham Jr. Odell suffered a terrible ankle injury in the second half of the game of the Ravens' win over the Cincinnati Bengals. And, again, Beckham, you know about his story, trying to come off both of those gruesome ACL injuries to both of his knees. He didn't play at all last year, and then he didn't play the year before that because, remember, he tore the ACL in the Super Bowl last year against the Cincinnati Bengals. So Beckham, on the long road to recovery, signs a one-year contract with the Baltimore Ravens, and early in the third quarter, hurts his ankle, did not return. However, the good news is that Baltimore Ravens head coach Jim Harbaugh said that Beckham's injury is not serious, and he won't miss a lot of time. So that's great news. And when you talk about a player that's exciting, a player that's dynamite, one of the best is Odell Beckham Jr., and I know for a fact that Odell, whenever he comes back from this ankle injury, he's going to play a big role in Baltimore's offense with the likes of Lamar Jackson and Gus Edwards and Justice Hill and Mark Andrews, just to name a few. So Odell won't be out too long, but when he comes back, I know he's going to get the job done. Also, Saquon Barkley suffered an ankle injury in the victory over the Arizona Cardinals last Sunday. So Saquon will not play in the Thursday night football game against the San Francisco 49ers. But the injury is not serious. But, again, that's such a quick turnaround from Sunday to Thursday night. Very tough. And Listen, Saquon Barkley, one of the best running backs in the league, one of the best players in the league. Such a shame that he didn't get a long term. Well, I mean, he signed a 1-year contract in the offseason, but still, I think he should have deserved more years, should have gotten more money, but as they say, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But nevertheless, Saquon will not play in the Thursday night game against the San Francisco 49ers due to an ankle injury. But the good news is that Giants head coach Brian Daboll said that the injury is not serious and they expect him to return in a quick fashion. For the New Orleans Saints, Jamal Williams, running back for the team, is going to miss several weeks due to a hamstring injury. Williams suffered the injury on Monday night in the win against the Carolina Panthers. And I guess if there's any good news from this is that Alvin Kamara has one more game that he's going to miss due to the suspension, and he'll return for week 4. But again, Jamal Williams, the running back for the New Orleans Saints, is expected to miss at least several weeks due to a hamstring injury. So Kendre Miller, the running back, rookie running back out of TCU, is returning from a hamstring injury. Expect him to get some serious play in this contest that's going to be coming up against the Green Bay Packers. Also, Tony Jones Jr. is going to get some action as well. I'll get more into that a little bit later on in the program. But Jamal Williams, running back for the New Orleans Saints, is expected to miss some significant amounts, expected to miss several weeks due to a hamstring injury. Also, Bryce Young. We got word that Bryce Young is expected to, he didn't participate in the team's walkthrough in the middle of the week. The Carolina Panthers have a big game coming up against the Seattle Seahawks. It was reported that Young suffered an injury to his ankle in the Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. And in the middle of the week when teams have their walkthrough, Young did not participate in the team's walkthrough during practice in the middle of the week. So Bryce is, we don't know what's going on with the situation, but what we do know is that he suffered an ankle injury in the Monday night football loss to the New Orleans Saints, did not participate in the walkthrough during practice in the middle of the week, so there's question marks for him for the game against the Seattle Seahawks. Man, it's been a tough year. I know it's still very early, but man, these first two games have been pretty rough for Bryce Young, and Bryce is going through his growing pains, just like the Panthers are going through their growing pains right now, and they've got more growing pains. So we learned about the injury with Bryce Young, and now we've learned about the devastating injury to Shaq Thompson, their all-world linebacker for the Panthers. He is done for the season. I'll tell you, when you talk about one of the best defenders in the league, somebody that's just a tackling machine and someone that just hustles for every down, Shaq Thompson is one of them. You know, there was a linebacker that the Carolina Panthers had. His name was Luke Kuechly, and Luke was great in his own right. And Luke, certainly somebody that, you know, was one of the best at his position and one of the best in his business, one of the best in this business, excuse me. And Shaq Thompson, certainly one of the best in this business and has always been consistent since he's been a member of the Carolina Panthers. But Shaq suffered a devastating injury in the Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints, and he's going to be done for the remainder of the year. And that's so tough, man, because now they've got the Thompson injury, and then there's issues going on with Bryce Young's injury, and it's terrible, man. Thompson suffered a fractured fibula. He underwent surgery, and it was very successful. So Thompson is done for the remainder of the year. And, again, that's a tough blow for Carolina because they're going through growing pains. They're going through a rebuild, and they brought in a lot of veterans this year on the free agent side with Adam Thielen, just to name a few. But, again, Shaq Thompson done for the remainder of the year due to a fractured fibula. However, he did have successful surgery, and it's just he's on the road to recovery. Also, some more news to pass along. So we talked about Nick Chubb earlier. Kareem Hunt, guess what? Kareem is back with the Cleveland Browns. He signed a 1-year contract to join the Browns in the midst of the injury to Nick Chubb. And when you talk about Kareem Hunt, you talk about a guy that is just a straight-up dog on that football field. If you remember, not so long ago when Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt were a 1-2 tandem in Cleveland, man, they were just phenomenal gaining a lot of yards, getting a lot of touchdowns, putting fear in a lot of opposing defensive coordinators. Man, they really were on the turn up when it comes to that running game. And it's good to see Kareem back in the NFL, and it's good to see him rejoining the Cleveland Browns. That should be exciting. And also, too, while we're with the talking, we talked about the New Orleans Saints earlier, and Marcus May, defensive back Marcus May. Marcus is expected to miss several games due to violating the league's substance abuse policy. I talked earlier about the New Orleans Saints and how great their defense has been so far these first two games of the NFL season. Well, this could take a hit for several games as their defensive back, Marcus May, is expected to miss at least a few games due to violating the league's substance abuse policy. And that's tough. Matter of fact, he's going to miss the next three games without pay. So that's a tough blow for the Saints, but hopefully they have the talent. They have enough firepower in that secondary. So hopefully it won't be a big blow for Marcus May. And again, suspension came from a DUI arrest that took place in 2021. So, again, Marcus May suspended by the league three games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Again, this came from an arrest that took place in 2021 with the DUI charge. But as I stated before, that's going to be a tough blow for the Saints. But they've got the defensive firepower, especially with the defensive backs, and everything should be good with them. And hopefully, you know, those three he does is suspension, does the three games, and hopefully he'll come back better frame of mind and he'll be good to go. And finally, before we go to break, just some sad news to pass along to you. Dale Mooney, a dedicated diehard New England Patriots fan, passed away as a result due to his injuries from a fight that an altercation that he had with a Miami Dolphins fan. Matter of fact, Mooney passed away from his injuries. He was punched twice in the head, according to a witness that was at Gillette Stadium for the Sunday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. And Mooney was rushed to a nearby hospital in the Foxborough area and was in need of a medical attention. They said the incident had taken place just before 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with Dale and his family. Again, Dale was described as being a season ticket holder for many years to the New England Patriots, and I'm so sad that this had to happen with this altercation. So again, Dale Mooney passing away at the young age of 53 due to complications from his injuries as a result of a fight. And again, that's a terrible loss and very sad, and our thoughts and prayers are with Dale and his family. We'll be right back.
Patients first. You hear it a lot in healthcare, but you don't always see it. That's where Physician Associates come in. PAs go the extra mile to make you the priority, using their medical training and expertise to address your specific health needs and taking the time to listen, explain, and follow up. Every day, Physician Associates go beyond to ensure that you receive the care you deserve. See how they're redefining healthcare at PAsGoBeyond.com. What if you could choose a medical provider who makes you the priority? A provider who truly listens to your concerns, answers your questions, and explains your treatment. A provider who sees you as more than just their next patient. For more than 50 years, Physician Associates have been going beyond for patients, providing high-quality care that's as personal as it is comprehensive, giving you the confidence that when you see a PA, their only priority is you. Learn more at PAsGoBeyond.com.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that. A full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet. And one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to preview Week 3's most important games in the NFL. I tell you what, we've got some dogfights, and again, we're only into the third week of the season, but hey, action is heating up. Got a lot of surprises, but hey, it's what it is. It's the National Football League. It's the best, and you can't go wrong with that. All right, it's time to preview Week 3's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, we have the New York Giants going up against the San Francisco 49ers. First for the Giants, a major, major, major win over the Arizona Cardinals. Graham Gano kicking that last-second field goal to give the Giants the win. That game that the Giants had against the Cardinals was a tale of two halves. The Giants looked like straight crap in the first half, but they got it together in the second half and went on a major run. Daniel Jones, hey, looked horrible in the first half, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And Daniel Jones got in there, and he did his thing. In the second half, the Giants' offense, they buckled down, they did what was necessary, and got the job done. Saquon Barkley, listen, you know what Saquon's going to do, right? He's going to get you points, whether rushing or receiving. It's just that simple. Also, Isaiah Hodgins was affected, and that was effective, excuse me, in this game as well. And Darren Waller, listen, the Giants made a big acquisition in the offseason, getting him from the Las Vegas Raiders. And you know what Darren Waller brings to the table, one of the best in the NFL, one of the best tight ends in the business, and definitely has been so far a safety valve for a quarterback like Daniel Jones. So the Giants riding a major high off that impressive comeback victory over the Arizona Cardinals. And now the Giants have a short week where they take on the San Francisco 49ers. So the 49ers, impressive victory over the Los Angeles Rams, beating their in-state rival at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. The 49ers, listen, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, and on the defensive side with the likes of Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, just to name a few. Those gentlemen are outstanding. And the 49ers, they have their home game. Matter of fact, this is the 49ers' home opener, which is going to be interesting. On a Thursday night, it's going to be rocking in Santa Clara, just outside of San Francisco. So you got the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. Saquon Barkley will not play in this game due to injury. He hurt his ankle in the victory over the Cardinals. So the Giants, that's a huge blow for them. So now somebody's going to have to take up the extra weight in this contest. Daniel Jones, listen, the jury's still out on him. A lot of Giants fans, a lot of football fans are still scratching their head like, okay, well, what are you going to bring to the table, sir? But nevertheless, they're going to need a lot of Danny Dimes in this game, and it's going to be tough because, as I stated earlier, this is the 49ers' home opener at that beautiful stadium in Santa Clara. And listen, the 49ers are riding a high right now when you got Brock Purdy, you got Christian McCaffrey, you got Brandon Ayuk, you got, oh, how could I forget about Deebo Samuel? My goodness, Mr. Deebo, you put him at running back, he can make it happen. You put him at wide receiver, he can make that happen as well, too. So many ferocious players on that 49ers squad. And when you talk about Giants and the 49ers, that rivalry goes back decades with the likes of a Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, also John Taylor, Brent Jones, Steve Young. Also, you bring up names like Phil Sims, Jeff Hostetler, Lawrence Taylor, also as recent as Eli Manning, Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, just to name a few. So Giants and 49ers, this is another chapter in this long and outstanding rivalry. The next most important game for Week 3, we have the New Orleans Saints going up against the Green Bay Packers. The New Orleans Saints, as I mentioned earlier on in the program, offense has been spotty. The pass protection has been terrible, but when Derek Carr is given time, he has been able to make big plays here and there, just enough to hold his team over. But it's been the defense that's been outstanding for New Orleans with the likes of a Cam Jordan and a Carl Granderson, and also with the likes of a Tanoy Passion, also Pete Werner. Also, you've got Marshawn Lattimore, Paulson Adebo, Alante Taylor, just to name a few. So the Saints' defense, everyone talks about Dallas' defense, and rightfully so. Dallas' defense has been fantastic so far, but don't forget about the New Orleans Saints and their defense. And their defense is going to be put to the test as they head head to the Midwest and head to Dairyland at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to take on the Packers. The Packers had a tough loss to the Atlanta Falcons in week two, losing by 1 point. But guess what? Jordan Love has been outstanding in these first 2 weeks of the season, and this is going to be the home opener for the Packers. So Jordan Love is definitely going to be put to the test in this game. Can Jordan Love not only get it done with his arm, but can he run and get enough yards and be his athletic self against this New Orleans defense? That's going to be the question right there. And another question I want to pose is this. For the New Orleans Saints, running back Jamal Williams is out with a hamstring injury. Kendre Miller is expected to see action in this game, the rookie out of TCU. But Kendre is coming back from a hamstring injury. So you got Kendre Miller. Also, Tony Jones Jr. is expected to get some action as well. But it's really going to fall on Derek Carr. It's going to fall on Derek Carr, and it's going to fall on the Saints' offensive line. That pass protection, they've got to protect Derek, because if they don't protect him, it is going to be a long day at Lambeau Field. And I tell you one thing, the Packer fans, they're going to be rocking in Green Bay. And this, again, this is Green Bay's home opener, and that crowd is going to be in a feeding frenzy as the New Orleans Saints will take on the Green Bay Packers. We have the Denver Broncos going up against the Miami Dolphins. First for the Broncos, 0-2. So far, not so good right now in the Russell Wilson, Sean Payton era. Russell has been consistent, that he has, but the defense, let's just say they've laid some eggs in these first 2 weeks of the season. So you've got, again, Coach Sean Payton still trying to feel his way out with his team. Also, Russell Wilson, again, been consistent, but they're not winning right now. And also, Denver's defense, listen, Denver's defense, it was one thing in week one losing to the Las Vegas Raiders. But in week two, when you allow the Washington Commanders to put up 35 points, and give a lot of credit to the Commanders, too. Now, give them a lot of credit as well, because Eric Bieniemy has that offense looking really good with Sam Howell and company. But Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos, not so good right now. And certainly they need to get a major win. They need to get their first win of the year. And it's going to be a tough one going to Miami to take on the Miami Dolphins. Listen, Miami's clicking this year, right? Tua Tagovailoa, I know it's real early, but emerging as an early MVP candidate. Tyreek Hill doing what Tyreek Hill does best. The Cheetah being fast. And he's being fast, and he's catching footballs, and he's scoring touchdowns as well. The running game is effective with Raheem Mostert. Defense is solid with the likes of your linebacker, Andrew Van Ginkle. So this is going to be, this is Miami's home opener. This is going to be their first home game of the year. So you know it's going to be a festive and a party atmosphere down in South Florida. You've got Denver looking for their first win of the year. You've got Miami looking to remain undefeated. A lot is on the line in this game. And I won't say it's a make-or-break game for Denver, but it could be that way. Because, again, a lot is riding on this season. Russell Wilson, that massive contract. Sean Payton coming in and, you know, trying to change the whole culture of this organization. So there's a lot riding on this game. So the Denver Broncos and the Miami Dolphins is going to be a festive atmosphere down in Miami. The Dolphins, this is their first home game of the season. That should be a wild one down in South Florida. We have the Buffalo Bills going up against the Washington Commanders. First for Buffalo, you talk about a convincing win over the Las Vegas Raiders, 38-10. Buffalo on a mission, and they got embarrassed. I mean, they lost in overtime in week one on Monday night to the New York Jets. But guess what? Week two, a whole different story, beating the Raiders, easily beating the Raiders. Josh Allen, three touchdown passes in this game. James Cook went over for 100 yards. Also, Latavius Murray scored a touchdown. Damian Harris, the former New England Patriots, he scored a touchdown as well. Gabe Davis did his thing. Stephon Diggs, you know Stephon is going to do his thing. That's not even a question. So the Bills are going to be going up against one of the few undefeated teams left in the NFL, the Washington Commanders. First things first, week one, solid victory over the Arizona Cardinals. Week two, an impressive win over the Denver Broncos. Now, we can now I've mentioned earlier about Eric Bieniemy, and Bieniemy, so far so good. He's really got his offense playing tough and playing hard and getting points on the board. Quarterback Sam Howell has been solid. He's been effective. Brian Robinson Jr. has really been good this year so far in these first 2 weeks of the season. Brian's been getting it done rushing and receiving. Terry McLaurin, listen, you know what Scary Terry's going to do, right? That's not even a question. Jahan Dotson's played effectively as well. But what about the defense of the Commanders? Daron Payne, Montez Sweat, Chase Young. And don't forget about in the secondary with the likes of Benjamin St. Juice. And also the defensive lineman, Jonathan Allen. Yeah, a lot of fans in the DMV are taking command, are telling other teams to take command. And right now, so far so good in the DMV with the Washington Commanders. So Buffalo coming into a tough situation. They're going to be playing at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, which is right outside of D.C. It's going to be an interesting situation for the Buffalo Bills. I know Buffalo cannot take this Washington team lightly at all because Ron Rivera, the head coach of this team, has done a solid job so far. Eric Bieniemy has the offense playing on a whole nother level. So Buffalo and Washington, Bills versus the Commanders, this should be an exciting one. The Chicago Bears will square off against the Kansas City Chiefs. First for the Chiefs, they got back on their winning ways, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. Last week, Travis Kelce returned from a knee injury. Now, Patrick put up solid numbers, not the Patrick Mahomes that we're used to seeing so far, right? We're used to seeing Patrick being in shootouts, four touchdowns, five-plus touchdown games. We didn't get that last week against Jacksonville, but it doesn't matter. A win is a win, and you take it. The Chicago Bears, a lot of frustration in the Windy City. Justin Fields, a lot of football fans, a lot of Bears fans are waiting for Justin to take that next level. And it has not happened yet. A lot of disappointment so far with the Bears. Not just offensively, but defensively as well. And it just seems that they don't know what to do right now. And as they say, it rains. When it rains, it pours. And the bleeding, it hasn't stopped, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon because Chicago has to go to Kansas City to take on the defending champion Chiefs. And I think this could be the statement game for Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense. The first two games, we didn't get it, but this may be the game where Patrick could go off and could throw for multiple touchdowns in this game. Not just doing it with his arm, but doing it with his legs as well. So the Chicago Bears going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the Bears. They've got to buckle down, man, because they're not going to be going up against any lightweight team. Well, no team is lightweight in the NFL, but this is the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Also, you got Isaiah Pacheco and the crew. And, you know, Chris Jones is back, too. Chris Jones had a sack last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Justin Fields, he's going to have a long day if his offensive line does not protect him because Chris Jones and company on that defense the situation can get ugly. So we got the Chicago Bears and the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Sunday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. First for the Raiders, embarrassed last week by the Buffalo Bills. Jimmy Garoppolo, he had no answers. Devontae Adams was hurt in this game. It's just the Raiders had no answers for anybody in this contest. The Raiders were just embarrassed, simple as that. No further explanation. The Raiders got embarrassed by Buffalo. They had to lick their wounds, and they're moving on to the Sunday night matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this should be festive because this is the Raiders' first home game of the season. This is their home opener in Las Vegas. So you know it's going to be a party. You know it's going to be festive. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're not coming to Las Vegas to party. They're coming to win and then some. Now, Monday night, from behind victory over the Cleveland Browns, Monday night, beating their longtime division rival. Was not a pretty game at all. But hey, when it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, the victories are never going to be pretty. You just take it and you accept it. A win is a win and you take it. And Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris, offensively, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're still trying to find it. Their offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, I don't know what's up with the play calling. I don't know what it is, but offensively, Pittsburgh's got to pick it up. Defensively, outstanding. T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, just to name a few, those brothers are definitely in charge. And they let Deshaun Watson know last Monday night with the Steelers having that victory over the Browns. And also Larry Ogunjobi, very effective as well, and Levi Wallace and Keanu Neal. Now, Minka Fitzpatrick suffered an injury in this game against the Cleveland Browns last Monday night. It looks like Minka won't play in this game against the Raiders. He suffered a chest injury in the Monday night game against the Browns. But if anything, Pittsburgh's defense, listen, if their offense is suspect, the defense has been outstanding. And the defense should have a field day with the Las Vegas Raiders. But hopefully Jimmy Garoppolo is protected. The offensive line can withstand T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. So that's Sunday night football between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have another Monday night doubleheader. First game of the doubleheader is the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as I stated earlier on in the program, the Buccaneers 2-0. I would have never expected Tampa Bay to be 2-0. I would have never expected Baker Mayfield to be playing solid right now. But hey, it's the National Football League. It's the NFL. Professional sports, you just never know. And Tampa Bay, they've got a home game on Monday night as they host the defending NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. So Philadelphia, week one against the New England Patriots, not an overwhelming win, but a solid win. Week two, handled their business beating the Minnesota Vikings. And it seems as that we're seeing on a week-by-week basis, we're starting to see everything come together for Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts, listen, Tampa Bay's defense are going to have a handful dealing with him, getting it done whether throwing the ball or running the ball. Devontae Smith, you know what he brings to the table. A.J. Brown, you know what he brings to the table. Dallas Goedert, listen, that is Jalen Hurts' security blanket. Dallas Goedert, he's up for a big game as well. Philly's defense, listen, Baker Mayfield, I hope your offensive line can protect you from this Eagles defensive line when you got the likes of a Fletcher Cox and also with the likes of a Derek Barnett. And certainly the Eagles are no pushover on the defensive side as well. And also you've got Jalen Carter in the mix as well as Josh Sweat. So this is going to be an interesting one between Philly and Tampa Bay. The Eagles fans, they travel well no matter what team the Eagles play on the road. They travel really well. We know Buccaneers fans are going to be excited for this Monday night game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We have the second game of the Monday night doubleheader between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. First for the Cincinnati Bengals, as I stated earlier with Cincinnati, 0-2. I would have never guessed it. I would have told you that Cincinnati would have been 2-0 and would have been beating everybody in sight so far. Far from the truth. Joe Burrow, his status is questionable for the Monday night game, re-aggravated a calf injury. We don't know what's going to happen with him. But in the meantime, if Burrow does play, you know who's going to get hooked up, right? Jamar Chase, also T. Higgins. You know, those guys are going to get hooked up as well. Joe Mixon is going to get his as well, whether Burrow is in the lineup or out of the lineup. And as far as the Los Angeles Rams are concerned, listen, the Rams easily beat the Seattle Seahawks week one. Week two, they lose to their rival San Francisco 49ers. But Matthew Stafford has got this offense rolling even without so far. One thing about Stafford, he's a veteran, Super Bowl champion. A lot of rookies on this team, a lot of young receivers, particularly one of my favorite players, Puka Nacua, who has been dynamite so far these first 2 weeks of the season for the L.A. Rams. And we talk about Cincinnati's offense, but the Rams' offense, listen, Stafford, Nacua, just to name a few. They've been clicking on a lot of, on all cylinders so far this season. And what about Cincinnati's offensive line? Listen, Joe Burrow has been taking a beating again this season. When has he not taken a beating since he's been in the NFL, right? And Aaron Donald on that defensive line, you know Aaron's going to be licking his chops, ready to sack Burrow and or hurt, get on somebody, whether stopping Joe Mixon or stopping somebody from getting a touchdown. But it should be a rocking crowd. And, again, the pressure is on for the Cincinnati Bengals as the Los Angeles Rams visit them in Cincinnati on Monday night. Rams and the Bengals. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The NFL is all about quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts, representing the Philadelphia Eagles, in his short amount of time in the NFL, he has been a proven leader. He's a guy that can get you major yards, whether throwing the ball or running the ball. No matter what, Jalen gets it done. And not just with Jalen Hurts, but also with the supporting cast that he has around him, who he helps get involved in the game, with the likes of Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, just to name a few. So we talk about the quarterback leadership of Jalen Hurts and what he brings to the table. The other quarterback, Baker Mayfield for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Listen, Baker has had his challenges since he's been in the NFL. The situation with the Cleveland Browns didn't work out. Spent a time with the Los Angeles Rams. Also had a short stint with the Carolina Panthers. That didn't work out as well, but now he's getting another chance, and he's making the most out of it, and so far it's been successful with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you told me that Baker Mayfield would be a starting quarterback again in the NFL and have a team undefeated so far, I probably would have laughed at you, probably told you, never, not a chance. Well, guess what? I was proven wrong again. Baker Mayfield, and again, that's the beauty of the NFL, because you just never know. That's just the beauty of professional sports. You just never know. So while Hurts dazzles us and amazes us in the leadership skills, Mayfield is getting a second chance, or a third chance, I should say, and making the most out of it. But no one expected, not just with Baker Mayfield, but when you've got players that he's surrounded with, talent that he's surrounded by, with the likes of Mike Evans and a Chris Godwin, just to name a few, you've definitely got something good going on. So Todd Bowles, so far successful with his Buccaneers. The Philadelphia Eagles, listen, Nick Sirianni, you know what he brings to the table. Him and Jalen have been together for quite a while now, so they have that chemistry going. It's going to be a rocking crowd down in Tampa. And you know, Eagles fans, they travel well, they travel often, and they are some of the most rabid, some of the most hungry players, hungry fans in the NFL. It's going to be a great game Monday night between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, before we get on out of here, I'm going to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 3's most important games. Thursday night football, the New York Giants going up against the San Francisco 49ers. I like the 49ers to win. The New Orleans Saints will go up against the Green Bay Packers. This is going to be a very tight and a very close game, but I like the Green Bay Packers to win. The Denver Broncos going up against the Miami Dolphins. I like Miami to win. The Buffalo Bills going up against the Washington Commanders. I like Washington to win. The Chicago Bears go up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Kansas City to win easily. Sunday night football, the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. I like Las Vegas to win. Monday night football, doubleheader. The Philadelphia Eagles go up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like Philadelphia to win. And the second game of the Monday night football doubleheader, the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. I like the Rams to win. So again, my winners for Week 3's most important games are San Francisco, Green Bay, Miami, Washington, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, and the LA Rams. And there you have it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Till next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's G-O-L-O.com. Again, G-O-L-O.com.